Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. Today is a beautiful day. We have snow in London. I think this is my first snow in Europe for over a year and a half. I'm here enjoying very much my staying, mostly in house, like all of us. But this doesn't prohibit me to talk to our amazing guest on Accent On, and this is one of those days. I have opportunity to speak with Ilona Weiss, the CEO of the PMPG, Polish Media Group, with headquarters in Warsaw, Poland. Nice to meet you, Ilona. We are sharing the same name.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Ilona. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you and meet you again. So welcome to Accent On London Edition. And first, congratulations on your new position. Pretty impressive. So when did you start this role?
So I'm relatively new in this role in PMPG Media. I've started since the beginning of January when I was appointed by the supervisory board as a group CEO. And it was interesting market move, because I've joined and came to PMPG Media from the tech world, as I have extensive technological experience around 30 years in the tech industry. So I've jumped into media sector, very new for me, but it is a lot of logic behind that move, because I'm new in the media sector, but I'm new in the company, and I'm not new in the market development and market challenges which the PMPG Media is facing recently. Nowadays, media companies are becoming technological companies. The time when we were used to read printed media is going to finish pretty soon, and we have observed during COVID time, especially during COVID time, when that process has significantly accelerated, and that the digital transformation of the world has accelerated a few times, and things which usually would happen within 2 or 3 years' time have happened during the last 6 months. And we have to adjust to that, and the companies have to approach successful strategies to keep a competitive advantage in the market, or to develop the new qualities and new market offering. PMPG Media has started its digital transformation process a few months ago, and at that time I was a strategic advisor to that group. In March last year, PMPG Media decided to stop printing one of the key magazine, opinion magazines, and started to convert purely to the digital model. So it was the first very important steps, because it showed the way how the board and how the company thinks about the strategic development of the company. So my role when I was appointed as a CEO is to accelerate that digital transformation and build unique competitive advantage for the brands, for the group, to outperform among other competitors in Poland, but maybe not only in Poland.
Very, very interesting and very, of course, complicated. I'm hoping listeners will be really, really very interesting how the company who right now is changing completely from print to the media, how, with your help, how they are able to accomplish this goal. But first, I would love to maybe read, because obviously this is a statement from PMPG, what is a Polish media group? So PMPG, Polish Media, is a holding company operating in the traditional and new media market. The group includes, among others, the agency publishing and advertising Wprost, publisher of Wprost.pl, eWeekly Wprost. The company Orle Puro is a publisher of Dorzeczy.pl, the weekly Dorzeczy, and the magazine Historia Dorzeczy. And current information, of course, we can find on Facebook, on Twitter, and on the website for the company. But I think what is really very, very impressive that PMPG joined the top 20 internet publishers in Poland in spring, like you said, 2020, with 9.4 million users. So that's really, really a lot. I would love to present for everybody who just listening and watching our show the two videos. They are very nice, very compact, and very, very easy to understand. It's like a statement from company. So let's hear from media entrepreneur, founder and CEO of PMPG Polskie Media Group, Michał Lisiecki, who was, I think, twice our guest is in Los Angeles when he visited California. And of course, you, Ilona Weiss, the CEO of PMPG Polish Media Group. So let's watch two short, wonderfully produced video about the company.
PMPG Media Group is, of course, a stock-listed company, and now is challenging rapidly from the traditional to digital media sector. PMPG is one of the first European, and I can say it, worldwide companies that decided to make a drastic switch from digital from print to digital only. And what's more, this was a very successful switch done in very short time, and now is a leading opinion media company in Poland. So what we need now is more and more advanced technologies and implementing them into the company. Therefore, company is bringing more talented people to company to develop it. And among the leaders is Ilona Weiss, who has 30 years of a great experience in running technological companies and big European projects. So she will lead the technological switch and challenge and new strategy of implementing the new technologies to media company as PMPG is now today.
We are living in the accelerated digital technology revolution. Pandemic has caused that things which and trends which normally would happen within the 3-5 years time has happened in the last 6 months. That has changed the way we live, the way we work, and how we consume the media. The media sector and media companies have shifted or are shifting from the classic media towards technological companies. It is why my technological background, technological experience will be an asset for PMPG Media Group, and it is why I decided to face the challenge. Digital transformation process, it is a complex process. PMPG Media Group has decided already the first important milestone, meaning has closed the printed version of one of the leading titles. Now the group has to continue that decision to other brands within the group and to strengthen the technological advancement of its platforms and how the content is being distributed. The challenge which the market brings, meaning the change how we consume media, is forcing the media companies to provide personalized content, content which is being distributed and delivered to the proper people in the proper time. Looking at the digital transformation process, we have to look at the consumer side, what we have already discussed, but we have also to look at the technological side. So being competitive in the market means smartly embed the most advanced technologies like machine learning, like artificial intelligence, like cloud computing. all the kinds of solutions which are already available in the market. So the role of the media company converted to the technological company is making proper use out of that technologies which are available in the market. In the time when the company undertakes such innovative decisions, is planning to make innovative projects, the finance competence is one of the key competences in the board. It is why I'm happy that together with me, there will be new board member, new CFO, Jolanta Klotz, who will join the board. PMPG Media is a stock exchange company. As a new CEO, I'm going to continue the market transparency and the market communication in the way which is also required by Warsaw Stock Exchange, meaning providing financial information quarterly, half year, annually, and to meet investors, shareholders, wherever they want that. Yeah.
Thank you, Ilona. That was a very, very clear and very interesting statement. I really like these videos. So, Ilona, you lately said from like January in as the leader of PMPG with a goal to transform traditional media company into a technology company. This feels like a really, really not easy task, and it's huge, huge risk for the company, because of the change and of the business model. So please tell us a little bit more about your company and the challenges that company it faces.
I would be keen to discuss that in more in depth, but we have to remember that PMPG Media Group is a public listed company, so I'm constrained a little bit by the stock exchange rules. But of course, the key points I can openly discuss. Yes, there is a risk associated with each transformation, especially digital transformation, which is happening in that accelerated world. But if you do that properly, the risk can be managed. And in fact, there's a role of managers to manage that kind of risk. So how I look at the digital transformation processes? Generally, to succeed with that process, you have to look into three dimensions. User experience dimension, creation of unique digital business models as a second dimension, and the third dimension is the improvement of internal efficiencies, internal processes, and converting from more traditional processes to the fully digital ones. And if you approach the transformation process via this three dimension, generally you are covering the whole scope of the company, and you are able to clarify to the management and generally to the whole company, all employees, how the process should look like and what we should get in the end. And you eliminate the internal competition inside of the company, who is more important, the new business model or maybe the customer or maybe user experience, and maybe we have to cut costs to optimize. No, these three dimensions are equally important, and these three dimensions have to be done in parallel in the company. Of course, the most important in the end is the customer and the customer experience, because it is why we are in the market to serve the customers. So this is the most visible sign of the successful digital transformation. But generally for the company, what is behind the customer is and that engine which provides the quality to the customer is equally important, because we are going to provide quality content distributed in the proper way, in proper time, to proper people, with the constant quality, without technological disruptions, interruptions. So I look holistically. I look holistically to the digital transformation process. And we have to remember that I come from the tech world, and I had a chance to lead, to manage in various parts of the technological market. I've dealt with the most advanced technologies and cooperated with the biggest 50 most advanced technological companies in the world. So so I have a good good review what kind of technologies are available, which are which have a chance to disrupt the market, and it is why I will be able, I think, propose proper technologies for media companies, for the media company to outperform or significantly outperform the market.
Very, very complicated. I cannot even imagine what world you are living in, but that's the future. You're right. And even the number that I quoted before, 9 point something million of people already switching to this type of media. So in Poland is very, very impressive. So you are in a busy job, probably a place, but I know you can do it. So, okay. So I have another question, a very smart question. As you said, all the changes are requiring advanced technology, sufficient financing, not to mention great product idea. So what technologies are you using or going to use in this process?
As I said already, I'm coming from the tech world with a broad experience of cooperation with the biggest tech companies in the world. So definitely what I will propose for PMPG Media will be the most advanced technologies which are currently available in the tech arena, including AI solutions, including machine learning, including some other robotics and technologies. We are going to invest in technologies. We are going to invest in new customer experience. It is why we are going to build our unique customer proposition.
Still, if you if people who are not in this business listening to your describing, they will say like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to start to understand this big concept of changes, okay? We were used to go to on a street and go to this store, that store, pick up whatever interesting magazine we had. And sometimes we spent hours learning and listening and watching and trying to understand the articles, the business articles, the changes articles. We were watching TV. Everybody was trying to explain. But now the change is so radical, so big. And now with your description, still, I will say, my jaw is dropping and I'm like, oh my gosh, where and how you are starting this process? Because you are cutting customers like me in a way from the old way of doing business, old way of taking care of my love for media and the way how I thought the world will progress. But that's a fast change. Like you said before, sometimes people takes 2-3 years for changes like that. But now we are talking 6 months and we have this company, PMPG, decided to go fast forward to the future. They have you. Obviously, you have an amazing resume. So I'm sure all of you know what you are talking about. But that's a risk. Do you feel it's a big risk? Or you think like, no, that's the future. Let's do it. We can do it. And let's just, now we have COVID time. So I can't even imagine how all of this works. So do you feel a little scared, a little nervous? Do you feel like 100% all will be okay? Do you have this like a little doubts on it's like no way back? You think it's just no way back. That's the future. So we need to be one of the first.
In the world of the constant and accelerated change, we have to be constant learners, especially in the tech area. And I'm that kind of person. For my whole life, I'm constant learner. Even recently, I've completed executive programs at MIT in artificial intelligence, at Harvard University in the disruptive strategies and cybersecurity in fintechs and plenty others. That shows that I put a lot of attention and I invest a lot of my time to be up to date and to be able to to figure out what kind of a business models and what kind of technological solutions are the best to be applied in the particular company, in this case in PMPG Media. So I'm quite confident in an application of proper technologies and an ability to execute that digital transformation. We have to remember that I have around almost 30 years of professional experience, more than 10 years in leading big stock exchange companies. So I know how to lead and how to manage teams and how to build winning teams and how to finally win in the market.
Again, wow, I'm just listening to you. And again, I'm saying, and it's all on your shoulder. Congratulations. But now we have COVID time. So how the business is going on with this crazy, really very weird 2 years almost. We are starting second year of this crazy, very scary time. So how the business is going about, how you're managing, all of you working from the office. I know we are in Warsaw right now, or you are working with Warsaw headquarters, but I know that Poland was doing very, very well for a long, long time when it comes to COVID, when whole world or half of the world was already locked in houses and streets were empty. Poland still had a good life, but last few months, Poland joined the same trouble like most of the world. You know, we are hiding, we are waiting, we are, you know, protecting ourselves. But businesses like yours, special media, you know, conglomerates, they cannot stop delivering what they promised. They need to educate us. They need to bring us to the top of everything what's going on in the world. So how the business is happening in this time for the last year? You are with company for many, many months, but in your new position, you are 2 months. So how day-to-day life looks in COVID time?
COVID is a big challenge for all the companies all over the world, including our company, meaning we had to organize remote work, style of work for our people. And you know what was the biggest challenge for me in adjusting to that Zoom style of managing and Zoom style of meeting people? Generally, it was the way how to make brainstorms. Because usually when we meet people to figure out, to discuss new things, to come to that innovation point, not only typical daily management of daily tasks, but to figure out something special, you need people, you need the brainstorm.
Energy, the feedback.
I call it collaborative intelligence, meaning if you have three brains in one room, the intelligence of the team is higher than the one individual. So this was proved by the professors and scientists somewhere at the big university. So it was how to brainstorm in the Zoom, where we cannot use flipboards, we cannot use that yellow pages.
Or even coffee breaks that everybody is just gathering around good cookies and coffee, and they just for a moment are not talking about business, they just refresh their own energy and brains, and they just feed off each other, creativity also.
Yeah, so this was the biggest challenge. How to keep the quality of discussions and the energy of the teams still so strong as it was in the real world when we meet real people. But finally, we have found tools which allows us to make that whiteboards on the PCs. So when we came to that solutions, we started to be in the mood like we were always.
Okay. So you can write, people see that in the moment. Yes. When you are, I love that.
Yes, so there are already some tools in the market. I'm not going to tell the names of that software, but definitely people can find that internet, and that helps to keep the energy of the discussion, that helps to keep the speed and creativity. Because I'm the person who is an innovator of new business models, innovator for new ideas. I take out the stereotypical thinking aside, and I put new quality. So this is what the thing which I missed at most. But there are also other things which are associated with the COVID time, meaning with meeting people. Previously, when I was CEO, it was totally unimaginable to meet somebody online. I mean, other CEO or investors or shareholders. It was in a business of where I live. It was a unpolitical way of approaching people. People expected to see you in person. So now when I talk with people all over the world, it is more acceptable that we talk online, and that there's nothing wrong behind that way of approaching people. So I think that, and I can say that it saves a lot of time, because we can imagine that I had one meeting in Shanghai and another one in New York. It took me 2 weeks almost sometimes, because it is totally two different directions of travel. So there are also pros of that kind of communication.
I agree with you, and obviously I'm observing my daughter working in the film industry, and I'm seeing sometimes meeting with 200-300 people on her screen, and they are all around the world, distributors from everywhere. And, you know, these people never probably would meet face to face, you know, sometimes when film company had a gatherings or something, but seeing that you can be friend with 200 people in one moment in time from all around the country, and the next meeting when you meet them the same way on a Zoom, you already feel like you are their friends, and then obviously people start talking a lot of cute private stuff too, and they even make the effort to make the meetings that make and show people faces and day-to-day life in more private way, which before nobody will take a time, nobody will even enter this this territory thinking, oh, maybe I'm stepping too much into somebody's privacy. But right now people longing that. So with me too, with my guests, you know, I can see their place where they live. I can see the animals sometimes. I can talk now when I had them only in the studio. So obviously we were focusing on the topic of the interview, but right now, I know so much more about my friends, and I will say the bad time can also be turned into a wonderful time, wonderful learning situation. And I'm sure creative and people like you, and surrounded by technology and understanding how this works. And like I said, world right now is in the hands of media anyway, and all what you are doing is the future. So we have no choice. We need to follow you. So you are our leader. Thank you for that. And thank you, of course, for being our guest. So you so fast went through your education. But when I do my interviews, my main goal is for people who listen and watch us to really know more about human behind face of being a guest only. You're very young. You are so well educated. You are so well traveled, and you are a woman in this tough business that mostly we see men in the ties and great suits. And now you have a woman who is a leader. So I am so proud of you. I'm sure people and ladies who are watching you, they must feel that you are a very, very special woman. But this is not easy road to get there. But you don't look too tired, as these 30 years of your career made you like worn down and tired. You're pretty hot. So I would love people to know a little bit more about your step-by-step, maybe education, maybe little setbacks, maybe, because I don't believe in age of 18 you decided that 30 years from now you will be leading, you know, you'll be the CEO of the really big company, and not saying how many great positions before you are holding. So could you tell us, for anybody or everybody who would like to just follow your step, and especially the ladies who are watching you and young ladies who are maybe dreaming to become similar to you, what was your path to the success?
Okay, so I try to be really short in that, because the path was, of course, very long. But I would like to comment to the number of women in the executive positions in Europe, and giving you example of my previous company, where when I was a CEO of one of the biggest IT distributors in Europe. And at some time ago, some researchers have checked and have informed me that I am the only one woman in the world leading this IT distribution company.
Ilona, we need to take a break. This is a really, really impressive statement. So I want people to be proud of you. We are both Polish, so this is additional, you know, step. We are very proud of you as a beautiful, wonderful, so well-educated, successful businesswoman. You are one of the world. Wow. Holding, yeah, you know, so many great positions, or one of the positions that you mentioned. I know you cannot mention names of the companies, but if people want to research you, they can find everything about you. So people go Google your name and then you will find out so much about you more. So all the ladies who are watching right now and listening to our interview, please research your path. So, okay, but you tell us more. So you woke up when you were 18 years old, you just finished your high school and you said, I want to go to modeling. Oh, no, not this type of modeling because you are beautiful. So why, how your brain was working that got you to this point that you are now?
I started to be engaged in some projects already when I was in the secondary school. So I involved myself in being guide of young people groups coming to Poland. I was showing them Poland. I was organizing for them some tours. And it is why when I developed the networking skills and that the skills of organizing and managing people, groups of people. It was very early in my life. I was 16 years old at that time. It was, of course, volunteering for the young clubs of people. But it is how I started to be involved in some other activities outside of the pure school. Then, of course, I went to the university studying finance and management, and the first job offer I've got, it was from the bank. So I've started in banking, but it was very short episode because as I was a young person, I was engaged in a very typical, boring banking stuff. So I was really unhappy about that because I was, from my DNA, I'm an innovator and creator. So that clerical bank work was totally not interesting for me. So after 6 months, I decided not to continue this banking involvement. And I have moved to the telecommunication company. I have got an offer from the biggest Polish telco operator, and I was engaged as an economist and investment specialist. So I was working with the development plans of the biggest telecommunication company, and the plans were counted in billions already at that time. As I remember, there was a 20 billions zlotys at that time. So there was a huge project. So I started with a huge project in the biggest company. So it was a good start. I was really happy about that that job. I was cooperating with the World Bank and with other key financial stakeholders from Europe. So I started to get excellent connections in Europe already, being very, very, very young and an early stage in my career. And after a few years, I moved to a telecommunication vendor. So I was still in the telecommunication industry, but from the other side, as a telecommunication operator, we were buying communication vendors. So I have moved to that one of that key telecommunication vendor, a global company, and I've got a job in the finance department as a financial analyst, early stage career still. But since that moment, my career started to accelerate. I was promoted very quickly. I was getting involved in a more complex project. Then there was a global merger of two telecommunications companies. I was also involved in that merger. So it was a very fascinating time. I spent a long time in that company, but it was like being in front of new challenges every 2-3 years inside of one company, because it was a big company, global leader in the telecommunication industry. After that time, I've got an offer from Software House. Leading software house in Europe from UK to be CFO in the Polish group of companies. Software house, high margin business model. I was involved also in the R&D development of the product. So very interesting experience in terms of touching real project, real process of developing the software, which have given me the good reflection and good perspective, which contributes to my thinking until now, because the company was offering and were preparing products able to sell in the subscription models. And now the digital world, this is about subscriptions, about the delivery of products in a small payments terms, things like that. So I was, it was 12 years ago when I was already involved in the R&D process of preparing that product. And there was the best product, IT product, IT software product in Poland at that time. My journey in that company was not so long, because it was a relatively small company, and very shortly I've got an offer from the big stock exchange company. In that time it was a software house, integrator, IT integrator. So it is another part of the tech market, and I was CFO there, vice president of the management board, my first stock exchange company where I was in the board. So I had to learn how to lead big stock exchange company. I was the number two in that company, but it was already big exposure. I had to deal with the financial markets, with capital markets. I was making the fundraising. We issued bonds programs, so I had to sell the bonds and acquire capital for the founding of the group. And that company was really interesting because it served plenty of verticals like banking, like energetical sector, like public sector, like insurance. So there is a lot of verticals. So it was quite interesting experience how to contribute to various business models, various industries. And that has opened my eyes to the wide market. So I started to look holistically at the economy, because the company was serving and providing software products for many industries. After a few years in that integrator company, I've got an offer from a distribution company where I joined as a COO, Chief Operating Officer, and pretty quickly I was promoted to get also CFO role. So I was having two hats almost from the beginning, COO and CFO. And after 1 year and a half only, I was promoted to the group CEO. And this company was having revenues counted in billions of zlotys, even in billions of US dollars. So it was one of the biggest companies in Poland. In Poland was the biggest one, and one of the biggest in Europe. So it was fascinating time. The market was accelerating at that time pretty nice. We were able to outperform the market from being number four to being number one. I have developed a few development in the company, and two of them were really disruptive in the European markets. One of them was making go-to-market for a Chinese manufacturer vendor, smartphone vendor, Xiaomi. So they came to Europe. I signed the first distribution contract for them. And Xiaomi now is the third smartphone manufacturer in the world after Apple and Samsung's really disruptive move. And in the meantime, they became unicorn, and now they are Fortune 500 company after 5 years only, with 30% in the market. So it was a very impactful decision and very impactful market move. The other one was signing a contract with Alibaba. It was exclusive contract. The distribution company I led was able to be the first Alibaba distributor in Europe, in parallel with one of the European telecom operators. So that were really impactful projects. I originated and led. We were also the biggest distributor of Dell solutions, Microsoft solutions, and 50 other global brands. This from this league. In the meantime, I was elected. It was a presidential election for the president of ACCA for Poland, because I am qualified accountant in London. I've made that qualifications in the year 2003, so a long time ago. And so I was member of that organizations. In fact, I'm member still now. So there were presidential elections for the president of ACCA Poland, and I won that elections. So, yeah. And so this was my voluntary job I make for the market and for the organizations, but it was a fascinating time for me, because I was also involved in the governance of ACCA Global. So I participated in the body called International Assembly, where we, which was a gathering of 40 people from all over the world, helping ACCA to manage this 500,000 people organization. You can imagine how big organization it is.
That was a volunteering job for you?
Yes, this was.
In addition of all of the job that you were doing and every responsibility that was on your shoulder, we are not talking $1, we are talking about billions, what in companies, futures, and I don't know what to say, but we are talking about life of woman, young woman, Ilona Weiss. We are very, very proud of you. So my next question will be, listening to the story, and I'm sure I stop you, so I want to finish, because we are probably in like 2009 or 2008, and we have still many, many years to go to find out where you are right now. You are talking about all of these changes as an experience, not like the, oh, I changed the position, oh, I was this and that. You are like, you're smiling. You are talking about taking challenges and calling them experiences in life. So I know I will be having another question for you very, very soon. And please, if you can lead to that, you must love life. I see you. You have energy that not you like to reach for the new stuff. You like to learn. You like to experience things. You like to travel, of course. Your job brings you to many, many countries all around the world. So next question would be, what country, in your opinion, was the coolest, the nicest? And we would love to go back when borders will be open soon. So if you can give us a little bit the tiny lead from, yes, there's a 2000-something of volunteering job that you added to your responsibilities, always led you to probably to travels, yes, to seeing the world and to having a little bit of free time for yourself. So please tell us, what countries did you visit? What country you love the most? Where would you like to spend next vacation? Or maybe you just want to just sit in your home and anybody, please don't bug me. I have free time. What is your life like?
I'm an energetic person and I love life. So I have a lot of passion. I'm a curious person, so I'm all the time in the discovery mode, looking for new things, for new books, for new experiences, and that is what creates my energy, and it is what's the source of my energy, because I am so-called self-starter. This curiosity, this life curiosity, creates so much energy that I'm able to start many things, and it is why my contribution to the development of companies usually is very significant. It is why I also engage myself in that venture capital world and private equity. I was an investment partner in MCI Fund for 8 years or something like this. And I was chairman of the portfolio companies. So this is another part of my life. But that also brings openness for the startups, for early stage development companies, and that also adds a lot to that curiosity of life, because this is that curiosity in the business area, because there's a lot of companies approaching, and it also encourages to look and analyze the business trends. Not only of technological world, but also about changes in other industry. Generally, how that the world is going to develop, where the people are, where's the human. So I'm talking and thinking not only about the Industry 3.0, Industry 4.0, Industry 5.0, but I'm also looking at about Society 5.0, how we will live, how technologies are impacting the way we live, how they're changing our behaviors, our sometimes even attitudes. Because a few years ago, we had a lot of people who are not digitally navy. We call it digitally navy. With so much digital skills, yes. And because of the COVID, even people who were really change resistant had to learn that skills. So technological development significantly impacts how we live, and I'm really passionate to research, to read, to explore new developments area. All of my previous jobs, as long as I remember, were associated with the frequent travel. Of course, it was for the business purposes, or I was a speaker at Stanford University and the leadership conferences in Tokyo, in Sydney. So there were plenty of reasons I had to constantly travel and move all over the world. So I was almost everywhere in the world. I was not only in South America, but in Antarctica.
I know it will be very hard for you to choose one place that you would like to visit again. Yeah, because for you, life is about experience, about seeing new things, and I love that. I love that you also mentioned the word self-starters. Something that we have in common. I was included in a very, very good book that is available on Amazon by Dr. Julie Miller about self-starters. And I am part of maybe a few people, very successful people in America, not a few, many of them, that she included in her book, because she also saw something in me, the person who came from Poland, from the music industry, and practically when it's very hard to make money or even career in the music business in America, I was the one who was doing very, very, and very, very well for so many years, and I was just discovering myself. So she was taking me to speaking engagement in USC, universities, which young students, they had so many questions for me. Even when we had billionaires and millionaires next to me sitting, they still were very surprised how you can reinvent yourself in over and over in the life, in the situation like that. So I think we are almost done with our interview. So I cannot believe that we went so fast through our 15 minutes. And I hope everybody will just find you just so engaging, so smart, and somebody to look forward to meet one day now when we have this opportunity to listen to our show over and over. People can really learn from your mouth and understand that one person can achieve so much. And still the new position that you just took from January will probably get you into so many different directions. And obviously I would love to have a follow-up interview with you 6-7 months from now, when you will say, that's where we are right now, you know, and took me not 5 years, took us another 6 months, and we are already so close to the, you know, calling everything success. So that's what we are wishing you very, very much. And I will say thank you one more time, Ilona Weiss, CEO of PMPG, Polish Media Group in Warsaw, with headquarters in Warsaw, for today's interview. And Accent On, London edition on LA Talk Radio, says goodbye to today's show and our guest. Thank you so much. See you soon.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.